Lee, if you would, first of all, tell me your name and what you do for the organization.
Hi, I'm Lee Haygood. I'm from Canadian, Texas. We own and operate Indian Mound Ranch. I'm on the board of the directors of the American Hereford Association. And for the past couple of years, I've chaired our Breed Improvement Committee.
So with breed improvement, which seems to be one of the key missions or strategies of the organization right now, you must be pretty busy then.
It's a busy committee. It's a fun committee because we're constantly challenged, and it is probably one of the busier committees on the board.
So tell me what's the a little bit about the kind of work that your committee's doing.
Well, we head up any research. We've got these ongoing efficiency projects. Harris Ranch, which I know you've talked to some of our other staff members about. These kind of projects go through our committee. As well, all of our whole herd reporting and performance records. Any move that's made in the performance side of the business goes through our committee also. And generally, those two things are the things that keep us busy on a day-to-day basis.
So what are some of the projects going on right now? I know we heard about some of them today, but what that you're most interested in?
Well, we think that right now that the industry is needing to get more efficient. We've got high commodity costs, and we feel like the Hereford breed offers a lot to the industry in terms of efficiency. We feel very fortunate to be a part of several projects that are really measuring efficiency both in the feedlot and in the cow-calf sector. The first one that we talk about is our Harris Ranch project that's in coordination with Cal State Chico, Dr. Dave Daly. And then secondly, we've got some smaller projects going that we think could be just as exciting. Circle A Angus in Missouri, who's a major seed stock supplier to the industry and does a tremendous job with their commercial programs. They're AI'd 600 cows this year to Hereford Bulls. They're going to put those through complete efficiency tests, feedlot testing, right beside their Angus on Angus sired calves. We'll get some great feedback through that program. They're going to keep the daughters in the herd and really document for us their findings. There are several other projects, including Amana Farms in Iowa, coupled with some breeders across Missouri. And these folks are also working Hereford's into their program, AI and through Natural Service, and then testing those cattle against their other cattle in terms of efficiency and hoping to really, these are profit-oriented people. They're out there doing it. These are projects, but at the same time, we've got future customers who are interested in making profit in this business, and we hope we can help them that way.
So what does this mean to you as a producer, the kind of work that your committee is doing?
Well, I think as a producer, we've known for a long time that the Black Baldy is a great animal and that our Herefords are a big part of that formula, often forgotten, but we're half of that formula in the Black Baldy. We are very proud of our breed and the efficiency of our breed. I think this enables us to document what we think we've known, documented in a scientific way. Hopefully it'll filter down into the commercial industry and then pull bulls back into the industry from our purebred breeders. So it's kind of a trickle-down policy that hopefully continues to improve an already strong Hereford bull market.
Well, you said strong market, and I've heard here today when it comes to the beef branding program for American Hereford that there's a challenge meeting the demand for it right now too, right?
There is. That's a nice problem to have, but I can tell you the folks on the CHB side are very stressed about filling all the trucks. We've got that program growing nicely. They're out looking at new customers constantly, and for the first time probably we are up against our supply in certain regions, which may make us look at things on a more national level, but it's a nice problem to have.
Well, and it is for any business, and as a producer, I'm sure that is good news to hear. Anything else you'd like people to know about the breed that you're involved with?
Well, I just want people to know that as a board and as a staff at the Hereford Association and as breeders across the country, we, I think, are very focused on the future. We're very, I think we're raising the best product we've raised in years. We've solved some of our problems of the past. We think that when you give Herefords a try, that this time you'll see that we've made a great deal of progress since you used Herefords in the past. And it's a product that I think that you'll want to come back to time and time again. And that's really the bottom line, is we think we've made great strides in improving our product, and that be it Hereford cattle, Hereford beef, and we hope that everybody will give us a shot and be satisfied when they get that chance.
Well, thank you very much. That's Lee Haygood, who is a board member for the American Hereford Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.